Yeah, Mesechta Krisis. Mishnah starts off, Shloshim Veshesh Krisis Batera. 36 Krisis, it says in the Torah, means a 36 Averis, that Rashi says, if you do it benezit, and you do not have Hasra, so then you get Koros. There's a lot of these Isurim, if it would have been done with Hasra, you'd be Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Chenik, Chayiv Skila, we'll soon see. Some of them you get Malkus if you do it Behasra. For the kids, if you do any one of these 36 Averis, if you do it the Nazid, but just there was no Hasrom, then you Chayiv Koros. So then if you do it the Shoigig, then you only Chayiv Chatis. So what of these 36? The Mishnah says, Habu Aleim, if a son lives with his mother, has beer with his mother, so again, if he does it the Nazid, without Hasro, he's Chayiv Koros. Exactly what is Koros is a Machlekes. Here Rashi is Mashma Koros means that you'll die without having children. Or else, v'yal eish esav, if you live with your father's wife, even though it's not your mother, eish esav, v'yal hakala, means you live with your daughter-in-law, with your son's wife, ha'bo ala zohar, if a man lives with another zohar, ischayiv koris, v'yal ha'behema, if a man lives with an animal, ischayiv koris, v'isha ha'meviyah ha'behema oleo, or if an isha brings an animal upon her, also she's chayiv koris, ha'bo ala isha uvita, if someone lives with a lady and with the daughter of the lady, even though it's not your daughter, but it's also to live with an isho bita, or then it's also to live with the grandmother and the mother, any type of isho bita is also. The ashes ish, so if somebody lives with an ashes ish with a married lady, it's chayiv koros, again without hasro. Habu ala chaysoi, someone lives with his sister, fiala chays oviv, or else your father's sister, your aunt, fiala chays ima, your mother's sister, your wife's sister, you live with her, you chayiv koros. V'yaleishes achiv, or your brother's wife. V'yaleishes achiyoviv, or else the brother of the wife of your father's brother, also your aunt, your uncle's wife. Then in parentheses, it's supposed to be taken out, it says v'yaleishes achiyimoy, because that's only midrabbanan, that's only ashniyas, that's not also midiraisa, so we're not gerusit. V'yal hanida, if a man lives with even with his own wife, when she's a nida, he's chayiv koros. If somebody curses Hashem, he's chayiv koros. Or else, the oyved avodah zarah, somebody worships avodah zarah, he's chayiv koros. If you hanoisin mizara lamoilach, another type of an avodah zarah, if you give your son lamoilach, is also lav. The pasuk says mizara cholestit alhav lamoilach. There was a type of an avodah that you used to do there with fire and burn them or walk in between the fire. See, Chayiv Koros are also Baloiv. If somebody does this type of a Kishuf Baloiv, that means you take a Gugurlus Shomesh, you take the skull of a mace, and you put it underneath your arms, and you make a talk. So that's called a Baloiv. For that, you Chayiv Koros. Ha Machalas a Shabbos, somebody's Machalas Shabbos, again, you do it benezid, without Hasra, see, you Chayiv Koros. V'tomei Shochel Es HaKodesh. A person that's Tomei, and he eats Kodshim, he eats from a Kabonis. So even if he's a Kayin, he's Chayiv Koros. Fi habo la mikdash tamei, or a Kayin that's tamei, and he comes into the base of mikdash, also he's Chayiv Koros. Hoicho chelov, however he eats chelov from a behema, the chelov is treif, so he's Chayiv Koros for that. Vidom, if you eat the blood from an animal, he's Chayiv Koros. Noiser, by a carbon was left overnight, so it's a psul noiser, also he's Chayiv Koros. Or pigul, also with the Kayin had the wrong machshavis, b'shach l'dalar avoidis, to make the Zrika the wrong time. Says, Ichal b'isa pigul, if you eat it, you chayiv koros. Ha'ashoychit v'yamala b'chut, someone takes a korban, and he shechs it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv koros. And secondly, if he z'makdur, he burns it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv koros, even though he did not shecht it there. So if one person shecht it, and one person was mala, burnt it outside b'chut, they're both chayiv koros. Ho'oichel chometz ha'pesach, if somebody eats chometz on Pesach, he's chayiv koros. Ken b'meizid yichayiv koros, and b'shoigig on these things yichayiv echatis. V'yoichel v'yoisem malocha b'yom kippurim. If somebody eats a dozen malocha on Yom Kippur, also he's chayiv koros. Hamefatim es hashemen, somebody goes to make the shemen, the same way the shemen amishchi was in the Beis HaMikdash, and you do it k'day losach bo, you do it to shmir on your body, so you chayiv koros. The pasuk says, Bashem Mishchas Kodesh, V'maskuntoy Loisasa Kamo, you're not supposed to make it. So if you make the same type of Shema they had then, you're over a Chayiv Koros. via mafatim is the keteris, or somebody makes the keteris the same way they had it at the end of the Beis Hamikdash, and you do it amanas lareich to smell it. So you take these 11 samamonim and you make the right amount of the keteris for that you chayav koris. V'hasoch b'shemen ha-mishcha. If you have the shemen ha-mishcha and you use it, you anoint yourself with it, for that you chayav koris. Ha-pesach v'yamila mitzvah sasei. That if you do not bring a korban pesach b'zmano, or else you do not make a mila b'zmano, even though there are only mitzvah sasei, for these things you chayav koris. Now the Mishnah says, al elu, on all these things we just mentioned, whether it's on these mitzvahs lo sasei, chayavim al doinim koris, if you do them b'mezid, Yechayev Koros. V'yal shegosom chatis. If you do it b'shegeg, Yechayev chatis. V'yal loy hoidash shalahem, oshem toli. If you have a doubt what you did, the aver or not, you're not for sure, so you have to bring korban oshem toli. Chutz excluding min hametame l'migdash. If somebody is tame, min hametame migdash akadoshev. If somebody is tame, either goes into the base of migdash, or else each kabonis, these two places is not chayiv anoshim toli. Bevneishu ba'oila v'yorid. Since lemais, if you do the vade chet of tumas mikdash kadoshov, the chayiv chatis is oila v'yorid. It's not a stationary one. It depends upon how rich you are, whether you could afford a behema or only a mincha or else the oifos. So then the aloch is, Rav Meir holds that since bevadai it's an oila v'yorid, there's no dinoshim toli. Oshim toli is only if you know for sure you did the avera. If the korban is kavua, then you chayiv in oshem toli. But even though you know for sure you did the avera, it's not only in oshem, it's a chatis oilu v'yerid. Therefore, if you do not for sure you did the avera, you're potter from an oshem toli. So again, that's what the end of the Mishnah is saying now. V'yaleilu means only on all the chayiv ilavin. Lafuki, the last two cases of the mila and the korban pesach, if those were mitzvahs asei, even though if you do not do them b'mezid, you chayiv koris. But b'shogeg, you're not chayiv a korban. A korban is only on these chayv lavin that b'shegoson yichayv echatis. And now it's machlekes if you're not for sure you did the avera that yichayv a korban oshem toli chutz min hametam l'mitzvah kadoshav. The chomer of the chum say afa megadif. Even in the case where you curse Hashem, that avera also you're not chayv, not ashegoson echatis, and not on the suffix oshem toli. Why? Shinem, because the pasuk says. Torah achas yulachem loyse b'shkoga. There's one halacha for all the averes that were done b'shogeg. Yotze megadif shein loyse maisa. Ma'aseik, if you just curse Hashem, it's not called doing a maisa. See, when the pasuk says yichayev echatis, it's only a loyse. You have to do an avera, a maisa avera. But megadif cursing Hashem, but dibur, it's not called a did a maisa. Therefore, you're not chayev echatis, nor did you not chayev an oshem toli. Now Rashi goes through in the Mishnah to explain all the Makuris, where the Lafim are, but all these 36, we'll except the last two of Mila and Pesach, where exactly the Lafim are, and exactly how we know each one has the Chiyuv Koris. But that's the Locha. The Chumash just says a lot by all these, and also says the Chiyuv Koris. Now the Gemara says, Minyona